92.1 WOMR Provincetown and 91.3 WFMR Orleans. This is Matt Dudley, and you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. This month, we're joined by Stefan Wahlberg, Kim Descher, and Meredith Miller of the Cape Light Compact to discuss some of the ripple effects of the region's increased electricity prices and what the Cape Light Compact can do to help residents and business owners save energy here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Kim, Stefan, Meredith, welcome to Focus on Energy.
Thank you.
Please welcome back. And Kim, I think this is the first time you've been on.
Once before.
Oh, yeah?
A while back.
With me, or was that with John?
That was with John and Margaret.
Yeah. So, welcome to Matt Dudley's version of the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. So, I've asked you guys in here today to talk about kind of a roundup of energy for Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Running the gamut from power supply. You know, there's a lot going on with electricity prices right now and the cost of energy. And then to hopefully loop in a little bit more more general information about the Compact's energy efficiency programs. So, Stefan, what's going on in the power supply world lately?
Well, you know, we've been talking about it, you and I here, and the Compact out in meetings, at energy committee meetings, and all sorts of stuff. But we've been talking about it for a while, but prices are way, way up. So if you haven't heard about this or you haven't seen it on your bill yet, everyone's electricity prices have gone up pretty considerably. And it goes back to, again, what you and I have talked about a couple of times, basically an issue of getting natural gas up into New England. We rely so heavily on natural gas for heating and for electricity production that when we get into the winter and we're using gas for both of those things, we start to run into issues where the pipelines that bring natural gas into New England basically can become fully utilized. And that just throws gas prices and, as a result, electricity prices through the roof.
So this has kind of been a trend over the last few years, right? You've seen prices go up. I think now it's probably the highest we've seen.
Yeah. We really saw these winter price spikes for the first time 2 winters ago. And then we saw it again last year, and it was even more dramatic last winter. And then there was expectation that that sort of thing would happen again this winter. It actually hasn't turned out to be quite as bad as everyone thought it would be. But the reality is that we had to set our prices when that expectation of it being a really, really bad winter was occurring. So that's kind of where we are.
So now I think that, you know, as you mentioned, we've done a lot of talking about this before prices went into effect, because you can forecast these changes, you know, these projections, you know, all these changes in the electric market, I guess, to some extent, right? Like you said, it's not exactly as dramatic as we thought it would end up being of a winter. But now that people are opening up their electric bills and they're seeing an increase of, you know, from what they're used to paying of $120 a month, you know, up to around $200 or some, you know, dramatic increase like that, are we getting a lot of calls from customers? And what are we kind of hearing from people? And I guess for the listeners out there, if you want to ask the Cape Light Compact a question, you can give us a call, or maybe we can answer them right now.
Well, yeah, as you would imagine, and Kim knows this even better than I do, but we've been getting a lot of calls, because when people see the change in their bill, then obviously it really starts to hit home that we're not talking in the abstract anymore. We're really talking about what they're going to end up paying for electricity. So we get all sorts of questions. You know, we get a lot of questions about why their prices went up. You know, and we've done a much lengthier explanation of that in past shows, so I don't think that we should get into it here. And we've got information on our website. You know, the Cape Cod Times has covered it, Boston Globe, it's all over the place, so you can find more information about that. But, you know, we spend a lot of time on the phone talking to people about that so they can try to get a little bit of a better sense of what's going on. We get questions about whether it's something that is specific to the Compact. So, you know, is it, why did the Compact raise prices? And again, you know, that makes sense, because people associate our name with the power supply prices, and they went up, so they're asking us what's going on. It sounds like a cop-out, but the reality is that it's something that's affecting the entire region. So our prices are way up, but so are NSTAR, so are National Grids, so are, you know, most of the other, well, all of the other utility companies. So trying to put what's happening here into a regional perspective is something that we talk about. Now, again, that doesn't make it any easier for anybody,
right. But,
you know, that is the reality.
It must still be pretty hard to explain it to people, as, you know, and I guess maybe when folks call, they, you know, they could just make the assumption of, well, why did you increase the prices? You know, this is really hard on me. Why are you doing this to me? And I think that it's important for folks to realize that it's not the Cable Lake Compact increasing prices to make more money or make a higher profit, or it's just passing along where the market is in this. And I think that people can go on. We do have those archives of the old shows. So if you guys want to listen to Stefan and I talk about this stuff in detail in previous months, you can log on to the Cape Lake Compact's website or at WOMR.org to listen to those and get a little bit more information. Another question I think that I've seen, or at least I saw on a Facebook post that my wife had shared with me, was, should I sign up for, you know, there are really attractive long-term offers out there as compared to the Cape Lake Compact's current six-month fixed rate of
15.37 cents for residential customers.
And I guess, you know, from going from 8 cents up to 15, and you're looking at an offer in the 11 to 12 cent range, it can look pretty attractive. And it looks like, you know, with a 3-year term, that you're locking in this price forever, and, you know, for 3 years at least, and you won't get surprised by another, you know, 30% increase in rates.
Yeah.
You know, at a whim.
Right.
What would you tell people who are considering those types of offers that are out there?
So the first thing that I tell people is that if you're going to look into making that kind of a long-term commitment, you really need to take just a little bit of time to understand why the price is so high right now. And so again, it goes back to this whole natural gas thing. And the important thing to understand about that is that it's really a wintertime issue. It's an issue that we have, again, when we're using gas for heating and for electricity production. And so the reason that our price is so high right now is because when we set the price for this 6-month period, it included all of those most expensive winter months. So we're including months like January, which can be 3 or 4 times more expensive than, you know, April or September, something like that. And so that really pushed that first half of the year, the price way, way up. But we're expecting the second half of the year to have a price that's coming down very considerably. You know, obviously I can't tell you exactly where it's going to go because it's going to be based on where markets move, but we're expecting it to come down pretty considerably. And again, that's not because we have, you know, we have an understanding of exactly what energy prices are going to be, you know, 3 or 4 months from now. It's simply because the second half of the year doesn't have those really expensive winter months in it. So, you know, when you're looking at one of those long-term contracts, what looks like a great deal right now may not look like a good deal, you know, 3 months from now or 18 months from now. So what I try to tell people is that if you're signing up for a long-term contract, you really need to think about it in terms of your preference for a stable price and not really try to think about it in terms of getting savings, because it's really just not a guarantee of savings. There have been some companies that are saying it will be a guarantee of savings. And, you know, that's a good thing to hear. But over a 3-year contract, a lot of things can happen. Right. And there are a lot of loopholes in these contracts, all sorts of stuff. So when you're looking at these things, and that's the question that we get, that's what I try to tell people. Don't think of this as a way to save money, these long-term contracts, but think of it more as a way for you to get a little bit more stability. Because ultimately, again, it may be a good deal now, but you may actually not be saving money.
Right, that's true. I guess it's the promise of stability that would be attractive to folks. For those that had the sticker shock when they opened up a January electric bill, at least.
Totally.
So that I think that, you know, the electricity market in Massachusetts has been deregulated long enough that people should kind of know what's going on. But I feel like it's getting a lot of press right now just because prices are so high and it's become a little bit more attractive to shop around. And, you know, the market's kind of opened up for deals, some good, some bad. I guess the good thing is that everyone needs to be registered with the state, right, to be a supplier, so they have some checks and balances. It's not like buying gasoline off the back of a, you know, off the back of an unregistered truck on the side of the road. Yeah.
I mean, you say that, it doesn't take much to be able to sell electricity in Massachusetts. It's something that you see a lot of in other states, actually. You see a market really start to open up and mature, and you have a lot of people that flood the market. And like you said, there are going to be good companies, and there are going to be bad actors too. So there will be companies that are preying on people's ignorance of this market because it is new and it is confusing. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything. But companies, when markets open up like this, see an opportunity to come in, make a little bit of money, and if they get too many consumer complaints and their license gets revoked, you know, they already made their money. So
move on.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, that's why we tell people when they call to read everything very, very carefully, to be sure to get everything in writing. I think you've told us that a number of times for people who are shopping around, to just do your research and be very thorough before you switch over.
And I guess in a few offers that I've seen out there, they're coming from companies that are more of a multi-level marketing sales approach, where, you know, someone who might be selling you this product might not have the knowledge and expertise that Stefan Wallenberg with the Cape Light Compact would have. So if you ask them the same questions, they may or may not have all the same information. So I guess, too, just to make sure that you don't trust someone for the sake of trusting them, and that you make an informed decision. So I guess looking at power supply and looking at the cost of electricity brings up a really good point, at least in my mind, that I think the Cape Light Compact, most of the people at the Cape Light Compact shares, is that it might be easier to save money rather than shopping around for a new supplier or jumping back and forth for the best price to reduce the amount of energy that you use, right? Because if you're paying $1 per kilowatt hour, well, let's take away that, you know, that variable that that, you know, you could have an increased kilowatt consumption. And, you know, it kind of just brings up another topic that I was thinking about, as you mentioned this earlier, about the pricing over a longer term versus buying, you know, prices are high now versus in the summer. But I guess for people who might lock into a lower price right now, if they use most of their electricity in the summertime, does it make sense to lock into a price that might be higher than what any other rate would be?
Yeah, that's definitely a question that we've gotten, and it makes a lot of sense to think about. You know, if you heat with electricity, then, you know, the math for you is going to look very different than someone who doesn't heat with electricity when you're looking at whether you want to do a fixed price contract over a long term or something that changes 6 months like what the compact has, or even something that changes monthly. So, you know, it's just another variable, not to make it what is already a little bit confusing more complex, but right. It is important to consider. It definitely is.
So this is a not very complex thing, is that regardless of who you have for power supply, if you live in Barnstable or Dukes County, you are served and you pay into the Cape Light Compact's energy efficiency funds. And, you know, I think that all of us are pretty well versed in the Compact's efficiency programs by this point. But we've got Kim and Meredith here to talk a little bit about what's going on in 2015. We've got folks who just opened up their electric bills, see that costs are really high, and probably after the "why are my costs so high" shock is over, hopefully they're starting to think, well, how can I reduce these costs and how can I save energy? So that's where the Cape Light Compact comes to help, right, is reducing those kilowatt hours. Kim, as, you know, both a representative of the residential team and you, kind of the face of the compact with anybody that gives us a call, what's going on in the res world?
We have a lot going on. There's a lot of rebates that are available to people. Specifically, one is our 7-day programmable thermostats. We also have Wi-Fi thermostats. You can get up to 2, and the rebate is $100 max per each. You can install energy-efficient lighting. We have discounted bulbs available to people at masssave.com/store. So that can reduce the use a lot. There's 75% less energy used with CFLs and 90% less when you install LEDs than your typical incandescent bulb. And
so that's an important thing, too, to take a look at, is that lighting for folks who haven't already switched over to compact fluorescent, you know, or LED bulbs, is that there's quite an opportunity there for energy savings in the typical house or business, right? So I think some of the statistics have been that around 10 to 15% of your electric consumption goes to lighting.
Right, and part of that is a good portion of our energy audits, commercial and residential, is they'll come in and they'll replace, on the residential side, any inefficient lighting at no cost as part of the audit. And I know there's some other really great deals through the commercial side as well, some great incentives to do that to help
people
reduce.
Yeah, so actually that's probably a great way to go with this. Let's do like the dueling banjos. So let's talk about, you know, we can talk about the opportunities. I think that it's important that, like you said, Kim, we've got lighting opportunities. It's not specific to the residential world.
Right.
We've got it in commercial and industrial, right?
Sure. Well, first of all, remember, if you haven't already had an energy assessment at your business, you need to do that. It's free. You can have it as frequently as once a year. And everybody should be doing that because things change. And we are putting in more and more LEDs just on lighting alone. Actually, we've got a new product this year that we're starting to use for our direct install program, but is currently available in our upstream program where you buy it directly from a distributor, and that is linear LEDs, our brand new product that we have. So if you've got linear fluorescence in your commercial space, we now have a product out there that you can buy that's been discounted at the cash register from lighting distributors, which is a linear LED.
So instead of going through, buying something, sending in a rebate form, waiting for a check in the mail, it's that instant buy down at the store.
Absolutely. We're paying $5 toward the cost of these. There's a customer copay of $5. There's great savings allowed there. These are LEDs that have an integral ballast. They're compatible with most fluorescent ballasts. That's brand new in the last year. So that's, you know, a reflection of technology changing and moving fast. So that's something new that people can look at. And
so it's a plug-and-play type thing?
Yes, most, one for one.
You don't have to be especially technical to be able
no,
to swap
no,
out
we,
the bulb.
No wiring required for that one.
That's so, a good option.
Yeah. And LEDs have become a big part of residential as well. Before we were only doing compact fluorescents, but now that's part of the audit too.
Yeah, it's actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years since I've been at the compact, you know, when I started, it was all compact fluorescents. Obviously, because LEDs were just not out there yet. And I remember when the first LED came out, well, the first actual, you know, production available LED came out for the residential world. It won this big multi-million-dollar X Prize, and it hit the stand. You know, hit the stores, and it was $49.99
for a bulb.
And that was in 2012. I remember that.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was. It's pretty interesting, and you know, it was a big yellow bulb, and it looked like it was from outer space. And it is crazy to think about what the changes have been in the last 3 years.
It's come a long way.
And the technology. I mean, for the fact that we can start giving them away, or we can start, you know, providing incentives where customers can get them for just $5. I mean, it's pretty attractive now. It's, at least it's not $50.
You know, and the nice thing is that there are other benefits to a lot of the work that the compact does that we don't, you know, we always talk about the energy savings because that's obviously really important, the energy and how that translates into money. But, you know, there are other really nice things about LEDs. So one of my favorite things is I'm a real cheapskate in terms of keeping my house really cold during the winter to try to keep my bills down. And just because, you know, I'm generally a cheapskate that way. but one of the problems is that it means that compact fluorescents that I have in fixtures in the rooms that I keep really cold take a really long time to warm up.
Absolutely.
And
yes,
so I've been replacing those with LEDs, not just because there's savings there, but because they turn on instantly. So I'm not, like, you know, kicking my bed trying to fumble my way around while the bulb is still warming up. So there are lots of other benefits to some of the stuff that we do in addition to just energy savings.
For all those folks that have compact fluorescents out in their spotlights or in their lamp
posts,
that's
the worst.
And they get home and they turn on and you are already in the house before it lights up, or your garage, you're already in your car and out the door. Another big one, too, is basements. That's one that I've always, you fall down the stairs because the lights aren't on. And you're right, LEDs, they love the cold. They, you know, they truly love it. And, they're great. And actually, another thing about LEDs was a project that I think, Meredith, you have wrapped up through the commercial and industrial programs recently, right, with the LED streetlight conversion?
Yes, actually, we've got a few loose ends, some last lights here and there, but we've done more than 15,000. We'll have close to 16,000 when we're all said and done. Cape Wide and Vineyard project that's been great. It's going to save towns more than $800,000 a year in our territory in maintenance and energy savings. And people were nervous about the LEDs. Streetlights before they went in. We got some. We had some concerns expressed in individual towns and by citizens, but people are really pleased with them now. And I think one of the things that the compact brings to the table when we do projects like this is we were able to take the time to meet with individual towns and meet with citizen committees. Kevin Galligan, who was coordinating this project, met with different committees in each town. And really worked with citizens on what would work best for them and choosing the right lights. And that's something we can do because we're here in the region. And that really helped with public acceptance.
I think that's a big part of it. I think that's the home energy assessments. Everything we try to do is to help people save. And, you know, with the streetlight projects and considering what everybody thought, I think it's really important. And same goes for the energy assessments. It's like we're here to help you try and make your home more efficient, tighten it up, do things to help you through the winter, especially with prices and things like that happening right now.
Another thing too is that the Cape Light Compact is about as local gets.
Right.
Right? Like how often can you call, you know, any other program administrator or most places that administer, you know, tens of millions of dollars energy efficiency funds and easily get someone on the phone who has direct oversight of the entire program, like, you know, in your case, Meredith. And then how many times do you see the person that's managing these types of programs out there meeting with you face to face?
Right, know, or call a call center and speak to a person who's in the same state or in the same
county. We repeatedly have people say they're surprised and ask us if we're robots. I mean, it has happened. They're shocked that they get a person.
Are you sure you're not a robot?
And people call us because they get a person, so it may have nothing to do with us, but then we still do our best to try and resolve the issue that they're having, regardless of the region, actually.
Do you ever have anyone call and say that they're from Cape Cod and then explain where Cape Cod is?
Yes. Someone told me they live in a small little town on an island called Martha's Vineyard. I was like, I've been there once or twice.
It's always fun to tell people that our offices are right here in the Superior Courthouse. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to come by and see us sometime, yeah, feel free. We'll be here if you want to join us on a future month's show, especially if you have participated in an energy efficiency program. Mm. Give us a call, and we would love to have you come down and do a spotlight on Focus on Energy with you. So back to the energy efficiency world, we're trying to save some people some money. I think, Meredith, you touched on that it's not a one and done. You can call us back, you know, every year or so. So if we have been out to your home or business and you're interested in finding out more information, because these programs are always changing, continuously changing, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple of one other new thing this year that's going on is, well, we have a grocery initiative for small grocers and small and medium-sized grocers. We're working with a company, a set of experts who specialize in energy efficiency for grocery businesses. And we've started a pilot initiative. We're working with 3 groceries right now, but we're looking for more customers who want to do that. And while we have a set program right now for grocery, and it's delivered by one of our vendors, NRM, this pilot is to dig deeper and to get more savings for grocery customers. And the people doing the workforce are real experts in this industry, and the customers are really loving it. So if anybody's a grocery customer, we have a small convenience store or anything, they can call us and we can get you on the list to be part of this initiative. So that's a new thing. And I think in general, one of the ways we're going to be looking as we look forward for our next three years of work for Cape Light Compact is what do our different segments of business customers need? You know, how can we capitalize on what the industry needs are for a specific segment of customers? And the grocery is an example of that.
Right, because when you mention grocery stores, there's a huge variety of grocery stores here on Cape Cod, right? You've got the Roach Brothers to Stop and Shop to, you know, you being from Wellfleet, you know, there's small little grocery stores all over the place that, I guess that's a question for you too, is, you know, are we looking for those small little places who may not feel like they're...
Absolutely. I think the small customers we want to make sure to reach them. They pay into the fund and they don't have the benefit of corporate energy expertise like somebody like a larger market chain might have. And we enjoy working with those chains as well, but definitely. And actually, every time I go into one of the grocery stores in Wellfleet, little grocery store, that manager tells me how much he loves Cape Light and how much he loves Barton Fink, who's one of the vendor employees who goes out and talks about refrigeration. So it can make a huge difference to a small grocery store manager who's really looking at every cost and really makes a difference, especially when business really goes down in the wintertime and they're trying to make it through a full year with seasonal issues. And that's true for a lot of business customers on Cape Cod. Even if you're open year-round, then you're dealing with issues of just really reduced revenue, but you have fixed costs in terms of electricity. I talked to a restaurant owner recently who for the first year has decided to close for 4 months this winter because his fixed costs are too high given the kind of revenue he has. So I think those of us who work here also know that this is part of keeping this community vibrant year-round is to help our businesses with costs, and that's part of what we can do with energy efficiency, which upgrades equipment and, you know, often leaves people more comfortable in their businesses, whether they're retail or restaurants or offices or whatever. One other thing I just want to mention that I think a couple things I want to mention that I just remind people that we have. If you are a tenant, a small tenant, we have special incentives through our DI program. If you use
less... DI is direct install.
Sorry, yes,
yeah,
acronym,
sorry.
Direct install. It's, when we speak in acronyms, speak a lot. So we have, through our small business direct install program, which means it's a turnkey program, we pay up to 80% of costs through that program, and the customer just pays a copay. And if you are a tenant with a long-term lease and you use less than 30,000 kWh a year, which is relatively small, you're eligible for a 95% incentive. And the reason we do that is because it's difficult for tenants sometimes to make that investment, even in a 20% copay, because they don't own the building. And
right.
We want to make sure they have the opportunity to have energy efficient measures installed in their space. So that's something. And for those who pay a 20% copay, we have financing through our vendor. So you can get 1 year on bill financing, which helps spread out the cost of that.
That's actually a good segue back to you, Kim, because it sounds remarkably similar to something that happens on the residential side as well.
It is. Through our home energy assessment, any insulation that's recommended will pay 75% of the cost, up to $4,000. Any air sealing that's recommended, we pay 100% of the cost. We do have income qualified programs as well, where if you're under a certain income limit, we do have enhanced incentives. We also have a low income program that can be very beneficial to people who can't necessarily afford to do heating system upgrades, refrigerators, things like that. So there is a lot available to people because of this. We have a pretty long wait right now. It's about 6 to 8 weeks for a callback to schedule the appointment. So it's been a very popular year. Mm. So we are recommending that people call spring and summer to get their work done by, say, September, just because if then you'll be ready for next winter and you don't have to worry about it, because you don't really think about your heating system or your heating bills, you know, in the middle of August when you're at the beach. So
right. Don't wait until you're
right.
Packing up your nuts, getting ready for winter.
Right.
You know, stashing all of your, hoarding all of your squirrel-like
right.
foods for the winter.
And we do our best to get to everybody and try and do it in a timely manner. But when it's, you know, this cold and there's this much going on, it's hard to accommodate the wait. So we do encourage people to call now for next year.
Right, and I think that that's important because hopefully things will be starting to warm up here in the next six or eight weeks.
If you call us
today, it doesn't sound like we'll be able to get out there. Hopefully, knock on wood, until it gets a little bit warmer out there. So, Kim, with the financing mechanisms, it's another thing I think that we wanted to touch base on a little bit. What's out there for financing mechanisms through the Cape Light Compact's residential programs?
We have a program called the HEAT Loan. It is a 0% interest loan. It is a bank loan that you have to apply for as a normal bank channel, but we buy down the interest. So it's 0% interest for up to 7 years. And depending on the bank, it maxes out at $25,000 per customer. But it can be used towards installing new heating systems, new hot water heaters, various other things like windows. Those have several stipulations, but there's a variety. Solar hot water, insulation costs. If you can't afford the copay from your home energy assessment, you can roll that into the HEAT loan and pay 0% interest on it. So it gives the customer a little more leeway to do these upgrades and make these changes.
And 0%, it's pretty good, pretty attractive. And for that,
one stipulation for that is that you do have to have the audit. And before you purchase or install anything, the loan has to go through the complete channel process and be approved.
Right.
How long does that typically take?
With the audit right now, it can take longer than... Once you have the audit and you get the paperwork going, as long as you have your contractor quotes, people have done it within a month or so that I know. It's pretty good turnaround time, but you just don't want to purchase that equipment because it will not be eligible.
So it's really not a mechanism that's there for folks that need to install a piece of heating equipment because it failed.
Right. It's not necessarily an emergency situation.
Happened to me earlier
this year
where your heating contractor says, we need to shut you down, and oh boy, I can't get a heat pump for you. So,
we've had extenuating circumstances,
yeah.
But for the most part, it's a just kind of an other option to help people purchase things they couldn't afford normally.
Yeah. Well, we got to wrap up. We're against the clock here. Any last things anybody wants to throw in that we might have missed? We can obviously
our general
come back
number.
Next one. Oh yeah.
If you do want an energy assessment for your commercial business or for your home, our number is 1-800-797-6699. And for all those rebates I was talking about, you can go to capelightcompact.org, And if you add /heat to the end of that, you'll also get all the information about the heat loan as well.
And we have a brand new website, and it's great. The information is much more accessible for people.
There are some Matt Dudley taken photos on that website, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want you to know, go on there.
So if you haven't been there yet, it's time to go back.
If you haven't been on. Well, thanks for joining us, Stefan. I probably will talk to you very soon on the show here. We feel like we're talking every month. And Kim and Meredith, thanks for giving us an update, and good luck with the year in energy efficiency.
Thank you.
Thank you.